Well, first up on Racing HQ, we're going to chat with Tasmanian jockey Jason Maskell. He is back and he's about to ride in his first session of trials this morning in Tasmania. I say he's back because it was November of around 2013 when Jason was banned for 18 months when a test taken by Racing Victoria returned a banned substance. At that time, it was certainly a very, very low time for Jason. The good news is, though, he's found his way back to racing and he's got a very positive thoughts about the future. Jason, thank you for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, mate. You're on the way to the first session of trials, official trials for you, mate. How do you feel?
Yeah, not too bad. Obviously, I'm very excited. I was quite excited last night and this morning for a road track route this morning, and now just on the way to Hobart.
Well, it's fantastic. We can't ignore what happened back in that time that I mentioned when you received that ban. It was obviously a very low point for you, Jace.
Yeah, it was a very low time. I guess at that stage, I started to get going again and just made an error. And I just wanted to wait until I was 100% right before I come back. And I feel that I haven't beaten it. And obviously to watch people like Josh Adams winning the other day in town and gave me a lot of inspiration, and hopefully come back and deliver the same.
Jason, you made the decision to come from Tassie and be based in Victoria, and Victorian racing, you can ride every day if you want to, but away from racing, was it a struggle to sort of have other things to do at that time? And I will say, you're 26 now, you were obviously a young lad at that time when you came to Melbourne.
Yeah, I was in my early 20s, if not early, I think it was about 18. So just went across, obviously from a little town, and you go across there and bright lights and fancy carpet probably got hold of me. And now I think I'm a lot older now, and I've had my fair share, and I know what right and wrong is now, and I'm back on track and got a positive outlook.
I know the Australian Jockeys Association, Jace, are very much aware that, or become more aware that in a case like you, when you've come from Tassie to Melbourne, that you're looked after by a family and things like that. So in some way, you've probably helped young kids in the future.
Yeah, hopefully I have. I guess I'm not taking anything away from where I was. I was very lucky to get in such a powerful stable with Mick Price and Robert Smurden. But I guess, yeah, not being able to live on site or near or with someone was probably a bit of a hard thing, especially coming from a place like Tassie.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the good news is you fought the battle, and you seemed, just talking to you last night to arrange the interview, Jason, that the body's right, the head's right. You're in a pretty good zone at the moment.
In a very good frame of mind, the best I've been for years, and I look forward to coming back, and I'm determined and got the hunger back, so looking forward to it.
Okay, so your last ride, I think, was November 6, 2013, I think I've got your last ride down. So it's been 3 and a bit years, was there ever a stage where you felt you weren't going to come back, or has it always been the aim to?
I guess at one stage there, I didn't think I'd probably get back to anything, to be honest. It was pretty dark times, but I kept watching the racing, but I lost a little bit of interest, but at the same time, I was in a bad place, and that got caught up rather than the actual racing thing. So once I cleaned myself up and got myself right, the racing passion comes straight back, I ride work every morning, and just love to be around the horses.
Jason, how did you beat it? You described it last night that you've beaten the devil. How did you do it, mate?
I was quite lucky. I guess you have to get to a certain stage in your life where you do have to start to hate it, and I guess a couple of bad things happened, and it did scare me, it did worry me, and from that day forward, I haven't used, I haven't touched, and everything's been really, really good. I've got a good support system around me with my mother and my auntie, and also Dad's chimed in now, so it's been good support around, and also Matthew Stringer, the boss at the local hotel, he's been a big helping hand.
Okay, so right now you're riding track work, and we'll talk about the future in just a tick with your race riding, but you've also got a job at a local hotel that you feel is helping you?
Yeah, definitely. I think the big thing is boredom is probably the biggest killer, and I just keep myself busy. I ride from 5:30 till 9 in the morning track work, and then from 9 till 3 I work behind the bar, and then I'll work from 3 till 4 back in the afternoon for Kennedy and my pop. So.
Yeah, so you've got an active day.
Yeah. I go to Nan and Pop's for tea or my mother's for tea, depending on who's got the better dinner. So it works out good.
Now, just on that, having not ridden since November 6 of 2013, how is the weight, Jace?
I'm about 60 kilo now. This is probably the heaviest I've ever been, so I am a little bit chubby, you could say. So I can lose it pretty easy. I've still got another 40 days to go, so...
Okay. We are talking with Jason Maskell down in Tassie. He's on the way back to race riding. So, as I said at the start, you're riding in trials this morning at Hobart, and you've obviously set yourself a target when you say 40 days. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, the plan is to ride on the 6th of August at Devonport, providing all goes well. I'm riding the trials this morning, so... excited about that, and that's the aim, and to start off the new season, and hopefully have a real crack at in the first season coming back.
And how long have you been riding track work for, Jace?
I've been back about 10-11 weeks now, so okay. Everything's really good, and just riding 6 in the morning, and looking forward to today.
And how was the body with you got through all the issues that you've dealt with that you've spoken about in beating the devil and things like that, but how was the body on that first morning?
Yeah, it wasn't real good. It probably wasn't a good sight to look at, me walking afterwards, but I wasn't much help that week behind the bar, so I was a bit slow that week, but it was good. I just had to push through it. I didn't realise how much it actually does hurt when you come back. So, it was good. I think the first morning I thought I'd just go around the bull ring, and I just felt confident as soon as I hopped on it. So I just went 2 laps around on it, and, I definitely regretted it afterwards.
Well, mate, you're back riding trials today, which is fantastic, and then you set yourself for August 6th there at Devonport. You've spoken about the people that helped you through your substance issue that you had, but you've obviously had close mates within racing that have helped as well, Jace.
Yeah, I guess it come to a point where a lot of the people were around me, I was supporting around the bad side of people, and that was they end up in jail or dead. So that was a big wake up call, and now I've got really good people around me and good support, and I'll try and be open as possible around everybody so they all know the situation I'm in.
Yep.
If they do see anything, or they can help me straight away and so forth. But at the moment, they haven't had to. I've been really positive and healthy and going good.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, mate, it's great that you mentioned Josh Adams there before, because it's been well documented here in Sydney of the problems that Josh has worked through. He had a big city winner there a couple of weeks ago, and you need inspirational people, mate, and obviously there's just people around you that that have helped you get to where you are. I don't want to finish the interview on a bit of a lower, Jace, but for people that may be listening that have substance issues, I mean, were there key things at the time that you recognised that you thought, hang on a sec, I've just got to turn this around?
Yeah, I guess that's probably the main thing that I wanted to do. I guess I want to show everyone I knew along the way that you can do it, and if you put your mind to it, I guess it comes down to the individual person. I know I tried to do it last time for other people and couldn't do it. But until you want to do it for yourself, you can't move forward. But you have to get to that, I guess, that point where you do, and you've got to realise that it actually is another world out there, and it's actually a really nice place. So, you just got to get to there. And once you realise that, just things will follow.
Well, mate, we wish you the very best. There's lots of people that would be listening to this interview wherever they are, particularly on the app and podcasts and things like that, that are just thrilled to have you back riding. As I say, the target is August 6th. We'll stay in contact with you, mate, and good luck in the trials this morning. I hope it's another really big step forward for you, mate.
No, I'm really excited about this morning. So we're just starting to get into Hobart, and I'm getting a lot more excited. So,
fantastic.
Looking forward to it. So thanks very much.
No, good on you, Jason. Thank you for taking our call.
No worries. Thank you.
Jason Maskeel joining us from Tasmania. As I say, it was November 30, 2013, that he was given a 18-month ban for having a banned substance. He had issues with substances, and he has obviously worked through that. And you know, for people that may be listening to that have got similar issues right now, don't forget you've always got people around you that can help you through those problems.